If there's a crossroads between masculinity and violence, that is where you'll find the characters of Ben Cavell. Cavell is the author of a new book of short stories called Rumble, Young Man, Rumble. Cavell went to Harvard University, where he managed to find time for an unusual pastime for an Ivy Leaguer, boxing. Cavell read Steve Paulson an excerpt from The Ropes, a story about an injured fighter.
For the first day or so, even when I had visitors, the doctors kept my room in velvet darkness, and sometimes I couldn't tell whether I was awake. When I was sure I was awake, I wouldn't remember ever having slept. There were no clocks in my room. I had tried once to check the time on the digital watch one of the nurses had left on my bedside table, but the green light from the watch's face burned like a welding torch in the center of my brain. It hurt to talk. Most of the time, it hurt to open my eyes. I lay on my back and watched the glowing shapes that floated through my vision. I couldn't remember the fight. The last thing I remembered was walking along the concrete aisle with the crowd screaming all around me. Spotlights made the ring rise up in front of me like a blue island in a sea of black. I wasn't sure how much to trust my memory because the scene would always end just before I started up the stairs to the apron, and it would always be followed by the same dream. In the dream, I was lashed to cliffs that overlooked the ocean. The dream was just as vivid as the memory. I could feel the waves crashing below me while gulls pecked at my heart.
This is a college boxer who's nearly been killed in a Golden Gloves tournament.
Right.
So tell me what happens to him.
You know, it starts out with him in the hospital recovering from this horrible injury that he's suffered in the ring. He goes back to New York with his mother and his stepfather, and then goes to visit his father on Martha's Vineyard, where he sort of begins to fall in love with, or something, the daughter of a rich family on the vineyard who's engaged to someone else, and antics ensue.
You were a boxer, right? Maybe you still are. I don't know.
I was. Well, it was much easier to be a boxer in college. I mean, after college, I guess, with many things, you sort of have the chance to either turn pro or kind of stop. And I wasn't going to be a professional boxer. But I've done it since I was a kid and loved it. And I think it's great as a literary subject, and I think it's done great things for me just in my sort of non-literary life.
Did you like hitting other people?
Yeah. I think there's something great about hitting other people and giving them the chance to hit you. I mean, it makes me a lot less aggressive in sort of other areas of my life. I mean, it's a great, I'm not sure I like this word, but it's a great outlet for one's anger. You know, I love guys that get road rage. You know, I love seeing those guys get so pissed off because I don't do that. I sort of take out my aggression in other ways.
But that's interesting. So what you're saying then is that when you would step into the ring, you would bring that pent-up anger that, you know, I don't know, was somehow just always there, and that's where you would release it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that any good boxer is, at some point, I mean, even a charming figure like Ali, say, you know, is somewhere inside him is a very violent, angry person. And, you know, being a boxer is also about controlling all of that. I mean, just giving in to your anger and flailing away at someone is completely useless in the ring.
There's a scene in this story, The Ropes, where Alex, the boxer who nearly got killed, is remembering how he first got started. And I think when he was 5 years old, his father, who had been a professional fighter, stoops down and says, "Hit me."
Yeah.
Did you have anything like that?
I had almost that precise experience, but it wasn't my father. It was an old friend of my father's who had to leave Vienna. He'd been born in Vienna, had to leave when the Nazis came, and went east, which apparently some number of Jews did, with his mother. And in Shanghai, where they ended up, the British sailors, I think, had set up this big boxing league, and he became middleweight champion of China. He became middleweight champion of this boxing league in China. And when I was young, it was very important to him that I learn how to box. So he bought a father-son boxing glove set for me and my father. And just, you know, let's pause for a moment and just acknowledge that a father-son boxing glove set exists.
I never would have thought.
Yeah, well, and we, you know, I mean, it seems like something that one could have invented for, I mean, it certainly seems to lend itself to a number of other things. But so he bought this for me, and he really did get on the, he knelt on the floor in front of me after he showed me how to lace up these little gloves. I was six, you know, tiny little gloves, tiny little hands. And he said, hit me. He insisted that I hit him.
Was that hard to do?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I've taught people how to box who are 26. I mean, you know, I think it's not about age. It's about, you know, I had never hit anybody, really. I was six. And I think before you hit anybody, before somebody hits you, you can't say what you think will happen. I mean, you sort of, there's no limit to the power that you think you have or they have. You think that if you hit somebody, they're going to die. And if they hit you, you're going to die. And that's not true. You have to learn before you can learn how to box. You have to learn that hitting someone is not going to kill them. It's what you're supposed to do.
Now, one of the big subjects of this collection of stories, Rumble, Young Man, Rumble, is the connection between men and violence and sort of the attraction that so many men have toward violence, whether it's sanctioned violence like boxing or a street brawl. Is this something that we don't understand, do you think?
Maybe we see that we don't understand it because we try to understand it. I mean, that is, maybe our not understanding it is manifested in our trying to understand it. I don't think you sort of have to understand. I mean, do you understand sex? Because I don't, you know? I think violence in some way is fundamental enough to us as human beings that it's not something to be understood in some way.
It just is.
It just is.
This is a rather unfashionable thing to be saying these days, I think.
I guess it is. And, you know, I mean, I hear people talk about wanting to eliminate violence, but I just don't see how that's possible. I mean, if you live in a world in which there's good and evil, say, and I think that there's good and evil in the world, how can you live in a world without violence? And how could you eliminate evil, say, without eliminating good? I mean, I just don't think that these, maybe this sounds trite, but I guess that's sort of what I'm getting at, that I think violence is here to stay.
Benjamin Cavell is the author of Rumble, Young Man, Rumble. He spoke with Steve Paulson.